Week 5 Locker Room Chats here with the Onega Girls Coach, Adam Kufall. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy. It's been a pair of games since the last time we talked to head coach Adam Kufall of the Onega Buffaloes for the girls team. Last couple of games here, lost to the Axel Eagles 49-24. That was on Tuesday. And then last Friday against the Hanover Wildcats, a defender, a three-time straight champion in Class 1A Division 2, a loss of 60-36. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
We've just kind of continued to run through the gauntlet of the TBL, and these were two more in a four-game stretch, which is now with the TBL tournament going to turn into five of playing ranked teams, and that's just a regular occurrence in the TBL. You just got to keep taking your licks and keep trying to figure out ways to make your team better, and I think we're continuing to do that. We're continuing to work hard. The girls are still bought into everything, and they're still putting in the work despite the recent stretch. And we're continuing to get better in a lot of ways. But really, it's been I sound like a broken record, I think, on these coaches' shows every week. But it's the turnovers that are killing us. We actually kind of broke down some stuff, compared last year to this year, see if we've improved at some things, and just compared game to game to see if we're improving at things. And we're actually out-shooting every team we're playing. On season, we're out-shooting our opponents by 8%. You look at effective field goal percentage. We actually outshot Hanover, who's ranked number one in the state, by 18% in our game against them the other night. But we still end up losing by 20, 30 points in those games. And you go back and figure out why. Second chance shots are a problem sometimes. But, other than Centralia 3 games ago, really we've been pretty good at cleaning out the glass. It really comes down to turnovers. Centralia got 35 more shots in their game against us than we did. So even though we outshot them by a small percentage, when you let them shoot 35 more times, they're going to beat you. And Hanover, it was 31 more shots. We outshot them by a lot. Like I said, I think it was like 18% when you look at effective field goal percentage. But still, they end up beating you by 30 because you gave them 31 more shots in that game. So it's the turnovers. I haven't seen the stats from last night, but I assume it's going to tell a similar story. Our defense is good enough. Our rebounding is good enough. Our offense is good enough when we get it to the spots we're trying to get it to, but we're just struggling right now with not committing turnovers in the half court. We do pretty good at breaking presses, whether it's man or zone press. We've gotten exponentially better at that this year, but we get in the half court and we're struggling with pressure, and teams are getting enough film on you at this point where they're seeing that and they're going to take advantage of that. So we just have to keep working and get better at handling that, and I think as the season goes along, we will. And when we get better at that, I think we'll start to see some more notches in the win column. So,
well, I think you hit a lot of good notes there, Coach. So kind of transitioning all of that to the Twin Valley League Tournament. Starts this Saturday. You'll actually reface Axel, a team you just played yesterday on Tuesday. So what are going to be some keys here to this matchup, as well as what are going to be some expectations for this Twin Valley League Tournament? What are going to be some things that your team you want to have your team focus to work on and improve on here in this tournament?
Just kind of reiterating what I said, just continue to work on those things that keep hindering us from winning games. We've got some players. Lauren Martin, she's our senior post. She's right now, if you go by the Acacia leaderboard that they put out every week, in the TBL, she's fifth in rebounding. She's tied for first in block shots. Jaden Haskin is third in assists. Our scoring, we don't have anybody giving astronomical numbers, but we've had four different players that have put up double digits, and several of them have done it on the same night. We have people that can shoot it from the outside. We have multiple posts that can score on the inside in a variety of ways. Our defense is what's keeping us in games at times because we play pretty good defense most of the time. So all those things are kind of where we want to be right now. We're going to keep working on those things. But really, it's just not turning the ball over, valuing those possessions. And you can't give other teams double-digit more possessions than you're going to get, or you're not going to win many games, and you certainly can't give them 30 more possessions or 30 more shots than you're taking, or you're not going to win any games. And against good teams, which we see in this league every single night we go out, they're going to beat you bad. And that's what's been happening, and the girls know it, and they're working hard on it, and we're doing stuff every day to try to improve at it. And we'll continue to do that, and we just hope that over these next 3 games in the TVL that we see a little bit of improvement in that. Certainly doesn't get easy after the TVL, but your first 4 league games are against 4 of the top 6 teams in the league. So you hope that even though there's some really tough matchups after break, you continue to improve. And have a chance to win some games in the tournament and win some games afterwards. And if we can take care of the ball a little bit better, we're good enough to compete with any team in this league on a nightly basis. So if that happens quickly, we could see a little run in the tournament. But certainly by the end of it, we're hoping that we feel a little bit better about just being able to handle that turnover problem. So,
well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you for joining us for week number 5 here of Coach Shows, and good luck here in the Twin Valley League tournament.
All right, thanks for having me.
That was head coach Adam Kufall of the Onega girls team. Again, the Onega girls here on Saturday, they will take on the Axel Eagles in the first round of the Twin Valley League tournament. Upcoming here, we'll talk to head coach Jason Claycamp of the Onega boys.